The Dolphins beat the Bills Thursday night 22-9, marking the second consecutive loss for the team, and it drops the record to 5-5 on the year. Earlier this morning, Matt Sabuda put the game into perspective on Beyond the Playbook.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. What happened with the Bills last night? They looked like they were in business for a while, but it didn't turn out favorably in the end.
Oh, just a terrible game, unfortunately. They were just completely inadequate in all phases of the game, particularly the red zone offense, which was just terrible going into the game. It was the worst in the NFL, and I think they solidified that position last night in Miami. The defense, which has ordinarily been one of our shining spots throughout the season, was also pretty bad. While they didn't give up a ton of points, they gave up long, time-consuming drives, and even right down to Dan Carpenter, who's generally very reliable as a field goal kicker, had a very rare and crucial miss. Just all the way around, it was a very difficult game to watch if you were a Bills fan.
Yeah, most certainly was disappointing to any time lose to the Dolphins, or any loss for that matter for a Bills fan. But big picture now, Matt, that's something we've really been relying upon you to get this year. What about it for the Bills? What are you seeing now in terms of what this means for the Buffalo Bills?
Well, I hate to simplify this too much, but what it really means is they're just not good enough. This game really exposed them, that they're just not ready to be the contenders that we thought they could be going into this season. At 5-5 and with a 2-5 conference record, they're pretty much all but eliminated for the playoffs, unfortunately.
Let's look back at the game here. Now, you've kind of brushed around it, but does anybody in particular stand out in your disappointment?
Well, I think, unfortunately, you have to go to Kyle Orton, where he stood out in several games when he got the start to take over for E.J. Manuel. He's just been bad. He's come back and looked like, unfortunately, a backup quarterback in the last couple of games, which a lot of people said that's what he is. His inability to deliver the ball when it counts and get the ball into the end zone. And particularly last night, there were several opportunities where he had receivers beat on longer passes a couple of times with Sammy Watkins, and he just couldn't get the ball there. His accuracy has really changed a lot in the last couple weeks.
All right, the team is now 5-5. Like you said, the playoff hopes are dim at best right now, but what lies ahead for this team?
Yeah, with a 2-5 conference record and head-to-head records against teams that they're going to be almost assuredly battling for, even if they could get some wins to get towards the playoffs, their playoff chances are pretty much all but over. Unfortunately, I think it's now time for the Pegulas to come off the honeymoon and begin assessing what they have for the future and make some moves if necessary. And it's too bad they weren't able to enjoy the ride towards a potential playoff berth a little bit longer, but that time has come, as we've seen all too often in recent Bills season. And I think the big question that they're going to have to ask is what to do with E.J. Manuel. Now that the Bills are pretty much out of the playoff race, they're going to have to see what they have in this guy. He was a first-round pick a couple of years ago. They brought in Sammy Watkins to hopefully make him better and don't have a first-round pick next year. So they're really going to have to find out what they have in him, and they're going to have to do that soon, unfortunately.
Matt Sabuda, we appreciate your time on this morning, on this Friday morning. You sound like a lot of Bills fans this morning, disappointed for sure. Do appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. Take care.
Matt Sabuda, of course, joins us on Mondays and Fridays with Beyond the Playbook, part of Morning Edition right here on WBFO.